episode 2625, Roadblocks to Peace.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. Take a deep breath because you know what? We've got a lot to talk about. Sometimes life just gets in the way, and it's not because we want it to, but it's because, our ego gets there. Roadblocks to peace. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, as parents, we have to learn how and when to pick our battles. Roadblocks to peace come only when our ego gets in the way. Why do we have to be right? That kind of really hits hard, does it not? And I don't know about you, but it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, I'm not that egotistical, mama. Oh, well, I think sometimes we really are, but we don't want to admit it. Are you stroking conflict to make your win greater than the loss of your child from an argument point of view? Unfortunately, it's easy for us as parents to keep score. We do it in our marriage, right? We've had those conversations. But what about with our children? Ha, I won. One for me. Tick, tick, tick. We want to win as parents. And I get that. But just because we think we've won an argument or we think we've won that battle, I told you, you are going to come home. And if not, I'm going to punish you. You got punished. Now, we're not acting that way, but really, I mean, come on. There are times that you walk away, you go behind that closed door and you're like, oh, thank the Lord, I actually got that. One for me. Next. It's hard. We've got it hard as parents, but is the score what really matters? We have to be very careful how we train up our children to learn not only how to interact with us as adults, as parents, but interacting with others when it involves conflict. Whether or not we want to admit it, there will always be conflict in the world. Look at what's happening right now. How can we expect our children to handle conflicts in a direct fashion that does not create unnecessary hostile situations if all we do is keep score with the battles we fight with our children? So are you stroking conflict to make your win greater? Because as you know, conflict only builds roadblocks to peace. You may not like being wrong, but what is so wrong about your child being right? That really got me there. I got to tell you, when I prep for these episodes, I write down little notes here and there and I'll have questions. It's really just an outline form. Very rarely do I write exactly what I'm going to say. And sometimes that means, yes, I'm going to stumble over my words. Sometimes that means I bring up a story that I can't exactly remember, but then I remember it and I try to tell it really well, but I hadn't practiced it. You know what it is, right? All the good stuff and the bad stuff and the ugly stuff. But when I wrote this and I read it before I wanted to record, you may not like being wrong, but what is so wrong about your child being right? This is something apparent that myself, I have to ask myself, because we are challenged every day by our children. We can accept that we are not perfect, or we can fight unnecessary battles that lead to unnecessary confrontation, leading us into broken hearts and torn relationships. You and your child deserve better. Why not dismantle the roadblocks? That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Dismantle the roadblocks. If you want to be a peacemaker in your home, raising children to be strong and confident in who they are becoming, you know, as they mature with age and experience and knowledge, you as the parent, you know, we've got to be willing to dismantle the roadblocks to peace. And it doesn't come easy. Because that means, the ego can't win. Really, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. We got to humble ourselves. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, you got to admit you're wrong. Now, this is where it gets real. You have been wrong and you will be wrong I've been wrong more than I can count. Actually, I do think sometimes our children keep score. They're like, yes, I got mom on that one. Don't try to know it all because we just don't. Your child needs to know that you two are doing your best, but you are going to make mistakes. And when you do, you simply own them. You claim them. You say, yep, mama got this wrong and I am so sorry. But I'm here to help pick up the pieces. I'm here because you matter to me. Admit you're wrong. And I know that is a tough one to do, but it has to start there. Number two, ask for forgiveness. Whether it's the mistakes you made or the loud voice you raised, when you ask for forgiveness, you open up your child to see that when mistakes are made, you can overcome them. You think about the cherry on top, that's forgiveness. And if you say, oh, I forgive, then are you keeping score? Because if you're keeping score, you're not forgiving. You got to let it go all the way. Now, that doesn't mean you forget, okay? But you've got to let it go, and that means the score does not matter. You're right back to zero. March Madness, how many hoops are you swinging? Are you getting those dunks that you need to? Is that really what matters? Because to a child who looks at you and says, Mom, all I want you to do is to see me. All I want you to do is to hear me, to listen to me. But all you seem to do is you want to be right. You want to do things your way. I still can't say it enough. There's not just one way to do the dishes. I have 5 children and a husband. And now I have a son-in-law and a grandson. And well, let's get the dogs involved too, and sometimes the kitty cats. And with all of that, do you know how many different ways there are to do the dishes? Yeah, we can't count on 2 hands and 2 feet. There's a ton of different ways. Your way is not the end all be all yet. I know we act it, and at times, yes. At times, I agree with you. We have to fluff our feathers. We have to be number one. We have to be bold. And we have to say, no, this is the law and it is the law and you don't change. I get that. But when you make a mistake, when there's an error involved, ask for forgiveness. You don't want to come across with an attitude of entitlement, but truly an attitude of humbleness. And finally, number 3, align your actions with your words. I don't know about you, but I can be very quick to speak my mind. And that can be very good, but it can also be very bad. You know, it's like a curse and a blessing all at the same time. But understand that your actions must align and match your words. If you blurt out empty threats, how can anything you say hold value? Seriously. That all comes down to what? Consistency. But your actions must align with your words and vice versa. Don't sit there and stomp and holler and think like you've got it all, and then all of a sudden what you're saying, well, you're not following through with. You're going to be grounded for 2 months. Are you going to ground them for 2 months? Or did you forget and you didn't even do 2 hours? Come on, you've had those instances. Now, I'm not saying that you're a failure, by no means. We all fall short. But the thing is, we can always get better. That's the key here. Admit, ask, align. You don't have to be perfect, but you do need to own the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our children need to feel loved and supported, yet disciplined regardless of the circumstances. Instead of erecting roadblocks to peace, open your heart to becoming the parent who loves unconditionally, supports willingly, and encourages always. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.